Parsons. Welcome to today's show. I have a funny feeling that quite a lot of people in the last couple of weeks have just felt like they want the world to stop. I know I have. It's a strange situation to be in when the world has kind of been on hold since March, but at the same time as not being able to live life normally, life has also marched on and new and different demands have been placed on us. So today, in the first week of December 2020, I thought I'd talk about what it means when you just want the world to stop. When you feel like this, it's a sure sign that you're approaching burnout, or you've actually gone beyond it and you're just kind of living on petrol fumes. I've hit burnout before, most catastrophically in February 2019, when I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue. It's not fun. I'm still not fully recovered, and despite trying to live what I learned about how to recover, I feel like I'm on the verge of burnout again. I get the very strong sense that this is happening to lots of people around me as we head into winter in the year of the pandemic. What burnout looks like for me. Everyone will have different personal signs of burnout, but for me they include tiredness and fatigue, frequent if not daily migraines and headaches, other body pain, poor sleep, loss of creativity. I had to rack my brains for over a week to come up with what to say in this week's blog post and podcast episode, and what you're listening to is the result. Feelings of defeatism, feeling like you're running uphill just to stand still in life, only being able to see problems and not solutions, wanting to go inward, the introvert in me insisting that it is listened to. There are many other signs of burnout, and you need to learn to read your own body so that you notice the tells. The website verywellmind.com lists the symptoms of burnout as being alienation from work-related activities. So people experiencing burnout view their work as increasingly stressful and frustrating. They may grow cynical about the conditions that they work in or study in and the people that they work or study with. They may also emotionally distance themselves and begin to feel numb about what they do. Physical symptoms. Chronic stress may lead to physical symptoms like headaches and stomach aches or intestinal issues. Emotional exhaustion. Burnout causes people to feel drained, unable to cope, and tired. They often lack the energy to get their work done. Reduced performance. Burnout mainly affects everyday tasks at work or in the home when someone's main job involves caring for family members. So all the parents listening to this, keep your ears open. Individuals with burnout feel negative about tasks. They have difficulty concentrating and often lack creativity. So what should you do if you just want the world to stop? Firstly, listen. You're not feeling this for no reason. Something isn't right in life if this is how you're feeling. Really tune in to what your body is saying that it needs. If your body is screaming sleep at you, sleep. If your mind is crying out for peace or quiet, put social media down, turn off the radio and just listen to the little noises all around. If you just need to rest, rest. However urgent all the things are, they honestly can wait. And you'll do a better job of them once you've rested. I'm what Gretchen Rubin would call an upholder, someone who follows through on what they say they will do. I'm also a type A personality, an overachiever who is always trying to stretch themselves to be more and do more. It's hardest for people like me to step away and do less, but it's also more essential that we do, because we're the ones who are most likely to burn out. So once you've taken that step back, had that rest, given yourself that peace or that quiet, what do you do next? You should think about all the things in life that re-energise and recharge you. Try and do those things in a gentle, unpressured way to recover. During the pandemic, this might be hard. I found myself longing to go to a dinner party, as I read about one in a novel, with good food, great friends, and invigorating conversation. This isn't possible right now, but what is? What's the nearest thing to this that I can muster? You need to ask yourself the same questions. What's the closest I can get to the thing that will really fill me up and set me up with the energy and inspiration to carry on? But this doesn't stop when you have got over your initial feeling of wanting the world to stop or feeling burnt out. You need to know what to do forever. So firstly, be mindful of the pace you live life at without burning out. Notice the things that restore you rather than drain you. Do more of those things. Recognise the things that exhaust you, leaving you depleted. Minimise those things as much as possible. Stop beating yourself up. You're perfect. You don't need to push so hard. Give yourself a break, some forgiveness, and some peace. So when you just want the world to stop, listen, respond, let your little corner of the world stop for a few minutes, an hour, a day, or a week, whatever you need so that you can get back to the spinning world, but on your own terms. I hope you found this rather different episode today helpful, and permission to give yourself a break at the end of this very long and difficult year. If you're worried about anybody around you who is feeling like they just want the world to stop, and it's something more than burnout, maybe it's a mental health problem like depression, or maybe even somebody's wanting to take their own life, there are some resources at the end of the show notes for today's episode. Three of them are podcast episodes that I've released previously, and another is a list of places where you can get mental health support for teens by Anita Clear, who is a parenting coach for families with teenagers. So I really hope this has helped you today. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day, and goodbye.